Hey there, friends. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is 12 Minute Health Bits with Kristen Hall. We're providing health and wellness support for the 21st century. We'll be talking about using simple methods from today and centuries ago to keep our bodies healthy. Our goal is to daily strive to live above the wellness line. In this podcast, I will be giving you tips and tricks on how to daily make small changes to your life in order to keep your body well. Okay, friends, for this episode, I'm feeling led to share my freedom journey. So I titled this episode My Freedom Journey because it is my freedom journey. It's my freedom from pharmaceuticals. This episode will be about 12 minutes of my story of questioning doctors, researching on my own, digging for what will work best for my body, shopping for a provider who aligned with my belief system, and eventually finding freedom from pharmaceuticals that had me in bondage. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Before I begin, though, I want you to grab your Sacred Mountain essential oil and put 1 to 3 drops in the palm of your hand. Rub your palms together and breathe deeply while you cup your hands over your mouth and nose. Sacred Mountain is an oil blend that instills strength, empowerment, grounding, and protection. I chose this oil for this episode because I wanted to share my story to empower others. Hopefully, inhaling Sacred Mountain while listening will help. If you don't have this oil, go ahead and use frankincense. When I was a young girl, I always asked questions. I wanted to know the what, when, why, how, and who of what was going on. I'm certain I drove my parents crazy because I asked a zillion questions and continued to persist if they could not answer them. I grew up on Captain Crunch cereal, Kraft macaroni and cheese, and homemade meals for dinner. My mom really was a good cook. When I started college, I went down a fast track of unhealthy eating, even worse than the Captain Crunch and macaroni and cheese. I didn't understand the important role, though, that our diet plays in our health. I grew up in a generation of margarine instead of butter and low-fat everything. 6 months prior to graduating college in June of 2003, I had to have 9 cavities filled because my mouth was not healthy. I did not know our body and mouth were connected, and because my body was so healthy, my teeth were unhealthy. I was broke. I had to finish my last semester of college and was looking at a huge amount of money to get my teeth fixed. I needed to do it in the cheapest manner possible. I had no idea that this would later lead me down a path that would change my life forever. So with a diet of ramen noodles, macaroni and cheese, and Diet Coke, I went to the cheapest dentist I could find to have my mouth filled with mercury fillings. 2 months after having fillings put in my teeth, I started to notice some very odd symptoms that I just really could not ignore. I started shaking uncontrollably. I could not eat enough food, no matter how much I put in my body. I lost about 20 pounds from August to November. I slept about 30 minutes every night. My resting heart rate fluctuated between 90 and 120 beats per minute. I was hot, and I could not cool my body down. I remember standing on our deck with shorts and a t-shirt on, and it was probably 30 degrees outside. I was still hot. I had no idea what was happening to my body. I was scared. I knew something had to be wrong. I did not have a doctor where I was living, so I scheduled an appointment with anyone I could find. She immediately knew that I had some sort of thyroid issue. She sent me home with a sample of prescription drug to slow down my overactive thyroid so I could get some relief from my symptoms and then referred me to a specialist at the University of Minnesota. I was able to get into the specialist fairly quickly. They ran some tests and confirmed that I had Graves' disease along with a few other issues. I had no idea what that meant for my future. The specialist assured me that I had done nothing wrong, even though I continued to ask again and again, how does this just happen? Each specialist and doctor I talked to continued to say, it is nothing that you have done, it just happens. But for some reason, I knew better. To mask my symptoms, I was taking approximately 6 prescription medications a day until I agreed to do the radioactive iodine therapy to kill my thyroid. Once my thyroid was killed, I would then take 1 prescription a day. This was the synthetic thyroid replacement that I would take for the rest of my life. I was not comfortable with taking the radioactive iodine. I knew nothing about medicine or natural health at the time, but I knew I did not want to take this iodine. They assured me that it was safe, but in the same breath, they told me my roommates would not be able to stay, not be able to use the same bathroom as me for 2 weeks after taking it because my urine would be toxic. I really could not understand that. How could something be safe to the inside of my body when it would not be safe to share a restroom with other human beings for 2 weeks? My doctor at the time told me that if I did not do the protocol, there are many health ramifications. One of those including my chances of getting pregnant if I wanted to have kids in the future were roughly about 2%. I carried this information with me as I continued to search for a doctor who could answer my questions. I had this information in the back of my head, nagging at me for almost 10 plus years. Despite the fearful statistics that the last doctor threw at me, I kept searching and refused the radioactive iodine therapy. I stayed on the medications that were prescribed and kept looking for a different specialist. I did not like the answers I was getting. I tried a different hospital and went to a different endocrinologist. At my first appointment, I had my blood drawn. This was normal, as they were checking my blood every 3 to 4 weeks at the time. I sat down and waited for the doctor to come in. I waited and waited, and then I waited some more, even though I was on time for my appointment. After a significant amount of waiting, the endocrinologist finally came into the room, barely said hello to me, sat down at his computer, looked at my lab results, and without asking me a single question about my lifestyle, he wrote out a new prescription. What he forgot to ask me was, how are you feeling? How is your energy level? Are you working out? Do you take care of your body? What is your diet like? Tell me what you do to take care of yourself. You know, those things that really should matter when we talk about our health. However, I was just a number to him. When I tried to voice my concerns to him, he told me the numbers on the screen were not adding up to how I was feeling. He wrote out a new prescription that went completely against how I thought I was feeling and what I thought I needed as far as medication. And he offered me more prescriptions on top of that if I chose to take them. One of them was an appetite suppressant to help me with the weight that I was gaining. I told him I was not going to take anything he prescribed to me. I walked out, I sat in my car, and I cried. I called my mom. I love my mom. She was so supportive as I was going through this time. She was also going through some health concerns. So we started searching for answers together. She found a naturopathic doctor near where I was living, and we immediately scheduled an appointment. I remember feeling so valued at my first appointment with this doctor. He sat me down, showed me what was happening with my body, and explained to me that my lifestyle choices were affecting every bit of my health. He talked to me about a diet that is actually healthy, not low fat or processed. He talked to me about healthy forms of exercise, because at the time I was running about 60 miles a week to try to lose the weight I was exponentially gaining. He talked to me about a natural form of thyroid supplement that could possibly relieve me from the other 6 prescription medications I was taking. He asked me about my life. He asked me about my health. He took the time to get to know me in order to help me. I felt valued as a person. I told him how I no longer wanted to live chained to the prescriptions I was taking daily. I felt awful even when I was taking what I was prescribed. My energy level was low, my mood was horrible, and I felt depressed. I was sad. My weight was the highest it had ever been at that time in my life. This doctor told me that he thought he could get me off all prescriptions if I was willing to do my part. I felt horrible, so I was willing to take any personal responsibility for my health that I could, but I needed to know what to change. And so we sat and we had conversations. He taught me about healthy fats and how they're not the enemy, how our bodies actually need healthy fats in order to survive. We talked about the dangers of processed food and how you really need to cook in order to eat healthy. He also talked about how over-exercising can actually harm your adrenals and bring your body down. Exercise is important, but the quality of exercise matters more. I'm becoming a research queen. I researched the natural thyroid replacement he put me on. I researched every single ingredient in the food I was eating. As I continued on my journey, I began to realize that every decision I made affected my health. Whether it be the lotion I slathered on my skin, the shampoo I scrubbed on my head, or the toothpaste I put in my mouth, I realized all of these things affected my health and my liver to some degree. After researching mercury fillings, I know full well that the teeth I had filled prior to my diagnosis were the main culprit of my health concerns, along with my horrendous diet. My journey continued into my married life. As my husband and I started to think about wanting a family, I shared with him the same words a specialist told me many years prior. Even though I had done loads of research and knew that we would more than likely be able to conceive a child, I still had those words in the back of my head. However, my holistic healthcare practitioner at the time, who was amazing, assured me that it would be okay. But in the back of my mind, there was still that what if. What if that specialist was right? What if, because I didn't do the protocol that she told me to do, my chances of conceiving a child were really right around 2%, and that 2% would never happen to us? Well, my friends, God taught me many things through this entire ordeal. But one of the biggest lessons I learned is that He is the life giver. We conceived our first child within 1 month of trying. Because my body was low in progesterone, our baby died in the womb, and surgery was needed in order to remove it. We were devastated. Again, my doubts continued. Maybe we lost the baby because I really cannot carry a child. Maybe we are going to just keep losing babies. We tried again, and immediately we're expecting again. Probably a little before the doctor gave us the all clear from the last pregnancy. Whoops. Oh well. This time, I felt awful. The pregnancy was a success. I spent a ton of time at the toilet, but it was well worth it. Then 17 months after giving birth to a healthy 8-pound, 7-ounce girl, I gave birth to a healthy 8-pound, 9-ounce son. And then almost 4 planned years after that, we had another girl. Our third biological child was 9 pounds, 9 ounces and delivered entirely naturally, which I will save our natural childbirth story for another episode. I'm going to say, though, that this has not been an easy road. In the last 15 years, I have learned so much. I've had 9 mercury fillings extracted and refilled with amalgam fillings, completely changed my diet, added in high-quality supplements with the help of an amazing holistic healthcare practitioner, continued to exercise in moderate, healthy ways, and learned to daily practice stress-reducing options, as well as hormone-supporting essential oils. My husband and I also had one child living with us that we eventually adopted through the foster care system. As we started to raise these 4 children, I knew I did not want my kids growing up thinking their choices had no bearing on their health. I knew I wanted to teach them personal responsibility when it came to our health. I knew I wanted alternatives to help them when something happened and they were sick. I did not want them to rely on the medical system for anything. I wanted them to learn self-sufficiency to take care of the little things. I'm so pleased to say that my children are little health advocates. I just love it when my 8-year-old daughter, who loves to bake, modifies recipes that she finds on the internet to not include refined flour or refined sugar. I love watching my 7-year-old son put loads of grass-fed butter on the eggs that he makes for his sisters, myself, and him in the mornings. My kids know that healthy fats are incredibly important. They love guacamole, grass-fed butter, and just this morning we were all sipping on some fresh bone broth made out of a bone from a grass-fed cow. We try not to eat anything raised conventionally. We buy all food from local and organic sources if we're able. It has been a winding road of discovery, research, and learning, but I feel so blessed to have a supportive husband and kids for this journey. I share my story to help and give you hope. My goal is to make a difference for as many people as I possibly can and help them realize that their bodies also can heal. People who are ready and wanting to hear about the negative effects of synthetic chemicals, the benefits of healthy eating, and the freedom natural medicines and supplements can provide. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." My friends, I was fearful. Before I started my health journey, I lived in fear. I feared cancer. I feared colds. I feared strep throat. I feared everything. I feared my family getting cancer. I feared all of the diseases that I know many of you listening are fearing right now. But we are not to live in fear. We are to live free, free from the chains of this world, free from the grips of pharmaceuticals that may cause harm, more harm than good down the road, free from diseases that may hold us back from serving His kingdom. Our bodies can heal and will heal if they're given the proper tools to do so. I did not believe this at one time, but I do believe it now because I have seen it with my own life. Thanks so much for tuning in today. My prayer is that by sharing my story, I will empower someone to take control of their health and make small or, if necessary, large changes that could better their quality of life. Once again, my friend, grab your sacred mountain essential oil, put some drops in the palms of your hands with me, and say our positive affirmation. My body can and will heal. Thanks for tuning into this resource from 12 Stones Health and Wellness with Kristen Hall. If you have an idea for an upcoming episode, please send it my way. I would be happy to explore the topic. If you are interested in more information on becoming a member with Young Living and receiving the benefits of synthetic chemical-free living in your home, please talk to the person who shared this podcast with you or visit my website at www.12-stones.net. If you find this resource helpful, I encourage you to enjoy and share this podcast. Please do not alter the content in any way or charge for this resource.